School has finished, the summer holidays officially start now, and for many that'll mean packing up the car for a trip to, well, anywhere, a hot British beach or perhaps further afield to France or Italy or Spain. You'll be looking forward to the break, obviously, but perhaps not to the journey, especially if you've got kids. Because at some point, as you sit in a sweltering traffic jam, this is what one of your children will say.
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
How much longer until we're there?
The question is, though, how long will it take them to say it? Well, thanks to the work of Dwight Barclay, you can now work that out yourselves. He's Professor of Mathematics at Warwick University, and he's come up with the Are We Nearly There Yet equation.
The time at which the child first asks is equal to the time at which one left the house, plus the number of activities in the car, divided by the square of the number of children in the car.
How did you choose those factors?
I chose the number of activities because it seemed, based on experience, I'm a father of three myself, that the time was certainly proportional to the number of activities in the car. And the reason I chose the number of children squared is because that's the term that describes the number of interactions between groups of children. So if you have one child, there's just really one interaction, the child with himself. But if you have two children, the number of interactions between children grows as the number of children squared.
One factor that seems to be missing to me is the length of the journey. Is that not important?
That's contained in the time at which one leaves the house. What you're predicting is how long into the journey the child asks, are we nearly there yet?
And is there an average, have you found, that people usually end up with?
One could think about the average, but based on my own experience, there are other factors such as how tired the children are and various other things, so I wouldn't want to pin any particular number down.
You are on holiday in France at the moment, and you went there with your children, drove there with your children. Did they ask that terrible phrase on the way?
Oh, they most certainly did, and it was about 3 hours after leaving the house that the first one asked, are we there yet? Actually, we've collected so far 3 data points, and we'll be keeping track of this from now on, exactly how long it takes, and we'll see if the formula holds out.
Why is that particular phrase, do you think, so sort of annoying or grating to adults when they set off on a long car journey?
Oh, well, that's a bit difficult. I guess it's because, as a father and a driver, I guess I know we're not there yet. I would like to be there as much as anyone else, and...
And it's just very annoying.
And we'll be there when we're there.
So if anyone is wondering, as they set off on their holidays this summer, what they should be doing is providing plenty of activities for their children, preferably having more than one child in the car, and that will delay the time at which the question is asked?
Well, certainly the number of activities will delay it. Actually, the equation predicts something interesting. In fact, one of the reasons I saw that I must be sort of on the right track is if you put the 0 children in the car, then the time goes to infinity. So if you have 0 children in the car, none of them will ever ask, are we there yet? So if one can do it, that would be optimal. But
so the solution then is leave the children at home, go on
leave
holiday
the children
on your
at
own.
Home. Otherwise, lots of activities.
That was Professor Dwight Barclay of Warwick University. Let me just remind you of the BBC News Pod. If you have access to the internet, you can now download the best of each day's BBC radio news, including items from this programme. That's every weekday after 5 o'clock. And if you'd like to try it, go to our website, look in the right-hand column and click where it says BBC News Pod. And our web address, of course, is www.bbc.co.uk/worldtonight.